actually put in my headphones. I mean, I was in a silent room with the volume off, but I just couldn't. And then with my headphones, it was a little better. So maybe that was part of it.
Did you have problems hearing as well?
I think the hearing is kind of perfect. I don't remember it being particularly difficult.
For me, like the first part, and like the thing is, like with my computer, so I don't know if it's my computer or what it is. It's like the program, the VLC one that I use. It's not so good. I don't know.
What's it called?
VLC is like the little phone. Mm-hmm. Like there's always like a background noise that's very annoying. It's always like.
I thought that was the camera.
That's
the camera?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
got
that on all the videos,
too.
So.
Yeah, actually, Lene used one of the older cameras over there for her videotaping. She actually used the camera over there with the VHS tape.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately.
But, I mean, I don't know.
Dustin's figuring that out.
Yeah,
did she ever get back to you?
No.
About.
No, so there's three that were missing, but I know there was definitely two of them that she knows about.
Yeah, but there's a third she doesn't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened with that.
All right. We've got time, but it looks like we'll be done by the end of January. So, we're knocking on the door. So let's go over your session. Anybody want to just give us a thumbnail sketch of what happened in this session?
I think
you had session 33, which is the next to last one.
The second to last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the beginning of the session, I think that Shannon was being really standoffish and not so much happens. Then she ends up painting, and it starts getting really, really messy, and Lene is sort of connecting it to beauty, and how it's sort of going everywhere, and she's making a mess, and then she's sort of like connected to maybe because she's angry that they're parting, and Cheyenne finds this hilarious. So when she was once standoffish, now she's like packing up and getting really into it as the night is talking. And then she leaves the room and comes back a couple of times.
And Lene said something like, maybe we do. You kept leaving and coming back to prepare yourself. Expecting you're leaving next week.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then Cheyenne starts sucking on an ice cube, and Lene's connecting it to like, oh, so now, you know, baby Cheyenne is sucking, and you know, kind of baby feeling something. And so, yeah. Oh, okay.
Like the baby feeling, I remember, but I didn't hear the whole sucking or realize that was going on.
Oh, and then in the very beginning, there was a Cheyenne's fantasy about, she saw Lene driving off, and she thought that Lene had a Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
And she thinks that Lene had a lot of money.
Doesn't help in real life. The grandmother once commented on Lene's large engagement ring.
Really? Like, what did she say about it?
Something like, Wanda, you have a really big diamond ring there.
Mm-hmm. What did Lene say?
I don't remember what she said. I just remember that came up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got Cheyenne hearing this and kind of encoding Lene as this wealthy white person who has nothing to do with the way we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheyenne is clearly so still angry about the birthday party. She was so standoffish.
She brought it up by name, or she said, "I'm still upset that you didn't give me birthday."
I didn't code anything, but I mean, I think that since the birthday party episode, she's. There's so little warmth between the two of them unless like something really funny happens. And she's just so standoffish and like not available.
But it seems like I don't know if this was before the birthday cake or after, but it seems like in almost every session there's some sort of rupture. And then there's some, like in our session there was definitely just like a long period of time where she like gave Lene the silent treatment. And I've noticed that happens in a lot of sessions.
Yeah.
There's some sort of rupture. And then I noticed another pattern what she does is she makes up with Lene in like the last 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like with 5 minutes to go, yes. She'll be like, okay, let's not talk about it anymore. I'm not mad at you anymore. And then they'll have like 2 minutes to play. Mm-hmm. And then she gets like no session time. You know, it's very interesting how she sort of, and then like there's 20 minutes of nothing sulking.
Yeah,
and then she's sad that she has to clean up, but it's like, well, why are you just rallying in the last 2 minutes then? So it's really interesting. I don't know what you make of that.
I think she needs to have some kind of positive image of Lene to carry with her for the rest of the week until she sees her again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so
And in this session, in session 33, I wouldn't make the assumption that she's still angry at the birthday cake, but rather she's angry that, you know, time is up. The treatment is almost over. She won't see Lene anymore, and she's angry at Lene for ending the treatment.
And I think, and also, there were comments made about the fact that the grandmother, she's thinking about not bringing them back then the following year.
Right.
Of course, mm-hmm. She did, but at the time she was thinking that, and...
That's absolutely right. They were not going to come back.
And they didn't come back for like 6 months. They came back
well, it wasn't
like
6 months.
Mid-year.
It was like November.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So it was a big time between the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the beginning of August to the beginning of November, yeah.
And I don't know, but did they go anywhere else?
No, they were supposed to find some other kind of therapy, and they couldn't find anything else.
They couldn't find anything that cheap.
Where that cheap thinking? With a non-rotating therapist,
oh,
according to the grandma.
Exactly.
Right.
Because everybody else is that cheap would have the same issue.
Exactly.
So a bit, and Lene was making comments about maybe what your grandma's thinking is that she doesn't want you to suffer because you suffer from like that. I mean, I don't remember the context. How it's like, she doesn't want you to like feel bad because you have to like leave so many times. You always have to leave somebody. And then she actually said something like, so many times in your life you have to leave somebody.
Right.
She was trying to make a connection with like the family and the parents. And
I think she like she comes in every session and like says how much she missed Lene, and then once Lene does anything that Cheyenne takes as her like telling her what to do or not letting her do whatever she wants, then she kind of it always starts a fight. Like
mm-hmm.
She always gives it the silent treatment or something. But just for this session, she wanted to go into her sister's session. Again, right? This is the second time?
Well, Lene said something about you've tried that before, or you've tried to interrupt your sister's session before. So it seems like it's kind of a line of the session.
Yeah, and that's what she did. She just slammed the door after Lene won't let her go, and then she just sits and for like 20-something minutes just doesn't say anything.
Right.
So it happens, some sort of rupture. It's not always about the birthday cake, but maybe the birthday cake was one, like the biggest example.
Right.
That caused many ruptures. That was definitely fodder for a lot of sessions.
I think it's also in my mind because you remember the last session, that was super dark.
Yeah, and because she brought cake, so then right. That was a big topic of the session.
So, shall we go through individual items? So we start at item 17, where we have Sylvia in 6 and Leia in 2.
You want some?
Yeah.
There is discussion or evidence of bodily functions, for example, bowel movements.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did I say?
You said 6, so just slightly characteristic, and Leia put 2, not characteristic.
So that's clearly an error, because I think I probably choose an 8. I don't know how that happened.
So bodily functions were not actively avoided?
Oh god, no.
It just didn't come up?
No, that's a mistake. Like, an 2 is a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
It did come up. They were talking about the poop for a while.
like the lot that was.
Oh, well then why six? Why not eight?
Because in my opinion, it was not that much. It wasn't like, if I had to say what was the most important part of the session, it wasn't the poop. It was like definitely something that struck your mind because it's a topic that catches your attention, but I think it was like.
But I think I have it in that. Are we looking at 16 or 17?
17.
17 is exerts control over the
effect. Oh, yes. Sorry about that. You're right.
I had it in 9.
Right. I meant to talk about 17.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Therapist actively exerts control over the interaction. For example, structuring, introducing new topics. So on that, Sylvia felt that she was slightly characteristic in actively controlling the interaction, meaning Lene. Whereas Leia, you felt that she was not actively exerting control. For example, Lene intervenes relatively infrequently, makes a little effort to structure the interaction. She follows the lead of the child, allowing Cheyenne to introduce main topics or structure her own play.
Mm-hmm. But she kept bringing that topic. If she was gonna talk about termination, and she kept bringing back, maybe you're leaving because of termination, that you're leaving and coming and going, maybe the sole proof is because you're mad about termination. What about termination?
But that's like, those are interpretations, that's not structuring the interaction.
Lene's right about that.
Yeah.
Those are interpretations. That's not structuring an interaction. That's not bringing up a topic. That's interpreting what's already been thrown out there by the patient.
I don't think it was thrown out by her. It was like the patient wasn't talking about anything. You know, she was like, she left the room 3 times.
But she was enacting. It was memorable. When I was extrapolating, making the interpretation, which I was doing non-verbally, but she didn't just throw it out there without having anything to use.
Yeah, now if they're sitting there and Cheyenne is putting clothes on a doll, and Lene says, you know, we need to talk about termination. I'm not going to be your therapist anymore. She's introducing a topic. But if Cheyenne is playing with dolls and the doll is saying goodbye to mommy, I'll never see you again, and Lene says, you know, I think that's how you feel between you and me, that you feel like you're never going to see me again, and it makes you very sad. That's not introducing a new topic. That's making an interpretation of something symbolic going on in the child's play.
Well, I completely see what you're saying. Is that in my opinion, the word interpretation, though they were good, they were like a little more than that. It was just like, you know, the child is like playing with the paint, and this brown paint that goes on the ground, and she's turns it into poop, and then turns it into, like, Lene turns it into poop, and then turns it into because you're leaving. Like, you know, it's just like, I saw Lene wanting to go there, which would make sense to me in the, you know, second to last session. But I saw that, I mean, again, she even, like, at the beginning, like, nothing was going on. Like, she was, like, just, like, whatever's going, whatever she was doing. And Lene kept, like, introducing, like, so what about whatever, like, summer camp, and then what about termination, and that's, you know.
She didn't bring up the summer camp for Cheyenne, and the one who said he didn't go to summer camp today. And then when I was asking, like, oh yeah, you haven't gone to summer camp today, why not? And then she was like, oh, my grandmother, and whatever. And, you know, it was one of the questions back at the starting point of Cheyenne's day.
But not two. Two is, like, completely instructive.
So it shouldn't be a two. I agree with that. Maybe it should be like a 3 or 4. The only reason I had it extreme is because I didn't have enough of the uncharacteristic that I think it shows up down.
4.
Can we agree on a 4? Because what it sounds like to me is that Lene was making interpretations of interactions that Cheyenne was controlling. I mean, Cheyenne controlled the brown paint going on the floor. How Lene chooses to interpret that isn't controlling the interaction, it's casting it in a new light, but it's not controlling the interaction. When I think of exerting control, I think of a cognitive behavioral therapist. Now, that doesn't mean that just because Lene is getting psychodynamic supervision that you can't rate this item high if she's controlling. Like, I think, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, one of you guys was rating, one of your teams was rating a session where Lene was doing a lot of controlling, and we actually said it should be characteristic because she was bringing up, did she bring up the birthday cake? Did she bring up leaving?
It was because it was the termination session.
Right.
She kept bringing up termination even though, and Cheyenne kept avoiding it. So she kept at it, you know, and you know, she really wanted to make the session about termination. Even though it was, you know, it was a psychodynamic therapy. That was a pretty, like, structured
exactly. Session. Now that would be clearly characteristic. But in these situations where Lene's merely interpreting what she sees, I would not give her much credit for exerting control over the interaction. Now, you may disagree with the appropriateness of the interpretation. You may say, well, she really doesn't have enough evidence to connect brown paint with shit, with anger, with leaving. You might think, you might say, well, that's a little too many steps removed from the actual behavior. And, you know, you might have a point on with that. You may say that that interpretation is experience distant. It's a little too far removed. It's too many steps away from the original action, which is brown paint on the carpet. But regardless of that issue regarding structuring the session, it's merely commenting on that behavior.
Because it wouldn't be there unless Cheyenne was doing that.
Right. Whereas in the termination session, Lene was saying, you know, you aren't mentioning that we're not going to be seeing each other. That was independent of anything Lene or Cheyenne was doing. That clearly is Lene imposing a structure on the session. Is that psychodynamic? No, but do psychodynamic therapists do that in, you know, extreme circumstances? Sure, I've done that. So I don't fault Lene for doing that, even though it's not considered psychodynamic. But in the context of a termination session where the therapist is running away from the topic like crazy, you know, I applaud Lene for actually going in there and just continue to bombard this kid with a termination, you know, trying to break through that denial. That's controlling, that's structuring. But the interpreting the brown paint as poop equals anger, equals fear of being abandoned, it's an interpretation. I mean, there is something there that she's basing it on. You may say it's too many steps removed, too many degrees away. I would say no, but we could have that conversation, but that doesn't change the fact I don't think she was being controlling.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, 19. We've got Sylvia 2 and Leighton 6. 19 is child asks for advice or information.
I have a 6? No.
No, you have a 2.
Oh, okay.
She was asking, this might not apply to this. She was asking for information about Lene. I know. But I needed to put it somewhere, so it was going to be in one of the middle piles, but just because of the layout. But I mean, she was asking me about what type of car Lene drives, and does Lene have money? And
no, I agree she was doing that, but I think it doesn't apply to his car.
I agree.
This is specifically related to performing a task.
Yeah. My 2.
Now, a 2 might be a little low, and I'll say that because for this item to be placed in pile 1 or 2, the child would have to be in a position to be refusing or rejecting advice or a suggestion of a therapist. Like maybe Lene would say, oh, you know, why don't you use some water with that paint? Then you can wash the brushes off. And like, Cheyenne says, no, I don't want to do that. I want to mix the paints all up.
And I said, you have to, like, wash off that paint off the
mm-hmm. And we
did it. Yeah. But she also said we'd be getting too messy here, and she didn't care.
I think she did start to stop, like, after that, and then they started cleaning up, you know.
Yeah, I guess I did know.
I mean, if this kid was oppositional in some way, you might want to consider a lower pile number.
Four?
What? I have to ask a question. Is that a piece of gum that
yeah.
I need? Mm-hmm. Oh, I should not have thought of
that. You never had that in Italy, did you?
I mean, no, not the one with the piece
a
of
lollipop
gum.
With gum in the middle.
Well, yeah.
I could, what? Yeah, not with a piece
almost
of gum in the middle.
It's called a blow pop, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm confused at how. Now I have a tiny piece of gum in my mouth.
Yeah.
It dissolves. I think it dissolves. I think it's not like.
No,
pure
I know.
Gum.
I'm, but I'm saying.
I think we need to rush you to the emergency
rest.
Room.
What,
how
we
do
just
you
gotta keep eating.
You just chew the candy and
bite
the
whole thing.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, you chew it together.
And I don't really like the gum, so I just suck the candy off and pull the gum
out
there, and then I put it on.
Like
the gum is really nice, but I love it.
I like Tootsie Roll Pops better. Sylvia, have you had a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know.
Cultural
you know what Tootsie Roll is in the middle? You know what Tootsie Roll is, Sylvia?
It's like a piece of chocolate. Like
no, but
see, that's when you know
weird.
When somebody's
like
not from this culture,
fudge.
They don't know
it's
what a Tootsie
like
Roll is.
Yeah, see?
No,
this should
like,
be on your citizenship
actually,
exam. You're going to need to know what a Tootsie Pop is.
No, but actually, like, we might even have it, but I'm not a candy person. So, like, I mean, I don't know candy, period. Like, I've had a lollipop. That's maybe
no,
this one is a number.
Like bars. You've had lollipop.
It's got to be an international sensation.
This
Tootsie
is maybe,
pop.
Like, the 15th lollipop in my life. So I'm not very
really?
Wow.
Wow.
I just never buy
not
it.
Not that many
yeah.
lollipops.
The other ones was because it was trendy.
So you never went to the barber or a beautician to get your hair cut?
Oh, yeah. It always
or the doctor.
Or the doctor.
And the dentist would give, like, cool prizes. Like, you put together a little plane
never
or something.
Never candy because of your teeth.
Right,
like,
right.
Like,
you'd always
like,
get little, like, pencils
or,
like, erasers or
my
education.
My dentist just did my teeth and sent me away.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
This is such an American
no,
consumer
Halloween.
Thing to like
well,
give prizes
there you
to
go.
Children
yeah.
for the most mundane thing.
Halloween's coming is becoming popular now because of America, and now there are kids that do it. They see it on TV, and so they do it. And then they like ring at like old ladies' doors, all dressed up on in October, which is now Carnival. And Carnival's in February, so old ladies are like, what is that about? Like a bunch of kids came to my door and it's like really interesting to see how the kids know about it but the people that they put
yeah.
they ring, they have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is
a trick or yeah.
Alright, so here we go again with this item. Therapist emotional conflicts intrude into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's the counter-transference item. 24. So we've got Sylvia and seven, yes, there was a lot of countertransference that was intruding.
No.
And Leia said, absolutely not. There were not one emotional conflict intruding.
No, I mean, mine was wrong. I don't know what it was doing for me.
So she wasn't just like, she didn't get upset. Like, she didn't, maybe this isn't this item, but like, the whole session was Cheyenne being angry at her. Like, they were talking about it verbally, and then I mean, it didn't really faze her.
Did they really have it in
she's saying, like, I think that you're angry because of this. Like, it wasn't.
Well, was Cheyenne trying to piss off Lene?
She was provocative with the paint. And
okay, and Lene was.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
She let it go for a while, and then she's like, look, you're getting it all over. The cookie's all over the place. Like, you know.
Well, one or two.
No, I agree. It's like, it shouldn't have. I have like
okay.
probably one in seven. I
all
probably
right.
was trying to put it into three. And.
All right. 43. Scroll down. 43. Excuse me. Therapist suggests the meaning of the behavior of others. We don't see that one very much.
the grandmother. Maybe your grandmother is doing this because she doesn't want you to suffer and to have to switch therapies every day. My grandmother doesn't want to do this.
That would count. I don't know about a seven. If it happened once, one
they
swallow.
About it for a while.
They did.
But what if, okay, well, what about going back to the favorites? Like, you know,
like
you, I do, because I have it's not for me. Like, you know, somebody else might get upset if you're being all messy and it gets too like it's on my pants. Like, I'm upset now because you got the pain on my pants. And she wasn't, maybe this is not a good example.
Well, let's. This is suggesting the meaning of the behavior of others. So it has to be somebody other than Lene and the patient. Others outside the room. Six is all right?
Wait, did you just say it has to be outside the room?
Yep.
It doesn't, right? Can it be the character of the story? Yeah, it could be a character in a story.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Character in a story. Yes. Correct.
Can I, maybe I should ask you right now, but in just in terms of interpreting the play, because what I've been finding is a lot of times, like we talked about, like I can say what my character is feeling as a result of what she's doing, or, you know, she does something, I'm like, oh, so what you're saying is blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if it would be appropriate to draw it out, like, oh, so what you're saying is you're angry with me because, like, I keep it within the play. Is that an interpretation?
It's an interpretation in displacement.
But it still counts?
It still counts.
Okay. Because I think if I brought it out to me, then all of a sudden she'd stop playing. And,
exactly. You're right. That's why you do play. Because
right.
You can let a child work through some of these conflicts displaced from the real relationships onto the plane, it's easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this item, this therapist suggests the meaning of the behavior of others, I mean, that's a form of interpretation, but it's in displacement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're talking about the character in a story. So that would count.
But would you say that you start with the one in the patient in the play and then later in the story?
Yes. As the patient continues to develop trust in you, as a person who's not trying to hurt them, you know, then eventually you can talk about more directly in the transference.
And then maybe you can move it outside of the room, like, you know, help them with the original self.
You mean like genetic interpretation, like parents? And
yes.
Sure.
So that would be the progression.
Yeah.
That ever happened?
It doesn't long-term therapy. Unfortunately, you guys won't know anything about that until you graduate.
Right.
Yeah. You know, in the clinic, Eva used to allow certain students under special circumstances to continue seeing a patient for a second year.
Pam is.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she had to fight tooth and nail because her supervisor disagreed with her choice, and so they had to sort of go against each other kind of in a tribunal to sort of convince Eva of why she should or shouldn't be able to continue.
Is that right?
And Pam won, yeah. Pam and Bob, you know, Bob disagreed with her decision, and so basically they both presented their cases together to Eva, and she waited and you know, gave Pam permission to continue.
Is Bob still the supervisor on that case?
No, she's supervised by Sue Phillips now.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was pretty amicable, but they just, I mean, they really disagreed on it, so.
Did they present it to Eva as a director of the program or the clinic?
Of the clinic, when she was director of the clinic. But as director of the program now, I think this would be something to talk about with Tom Zamaria. If you have a client and there's some special circumstance, but really, I mean, she had to go through a lot to, like, you know, get it to happen. I mean, like, you can't just keep your clients. Like, the last time it happened, I think, was with a current fifth year Chi, because, you know, we had, like, such a strong bond with this client who had never really formed a bond with anybody before, so it was really, like, they fought to keep that. And then same with Pam, she saw this client twice a week the whole year, and he really, you know, really wanted to continue with her, and then a lot of
twice a week, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, she wanted twice a week, so she really had a more psychoanalytic kind of training experience in her life.
I've done it with a couple of students. Andrew Magadoff, remember him?
Before my time.
All right. And who was the other student? Sharon, I forget her last name. She's like a 60.
Mm-hmm. Is that Pam, who's also the secretary?
No. Pam,
Secretary Pam is not a student.
I was like, is she?
She's actually is a student, but in history.
Yeah. No, she's done. Yeah.
She's done now?
She said she was thinking about getting a doctorate, but she's trying to consider which doctorate exactly.
Oh, okay. So, moving right along, you've got 65. 65. Therapist clarifies, restates, or rephrases child communication. So, Sylvia was in 4, Leia in 9. Actually, the more extreme usually goes first.
She didn't do it that long. Maybe she did a couple times, maybe not, maybe once. But it's, like, it's not Lene's style, per se. Like, she doesn't do that much. Yeah. I think, like, Laura was doing a lot with her name Stephanie. Like, that item was always high.
Right.
But with Lene, I think she just doesn't do it that much. Maybe this time, usually I put in a 3. Maybe this time, I just
put it in a 3?
You know why I do it so much? It's because of that book, Dibs in Search of Self. And I think even though we were working psychodynamically, I still have that sort of my first play therapy.
Well, she's a Rogerian.
Yeah.
And this is the Rogerian item.
I know, and my inclination is to do that. I wonder if in psychodynamic, do you do it a little bit less? Like, is it too much?
You do it less.
A little bit less, okay. I do that a lot.
But it's not non-psychodynamic.
No,
it's just
it's
less.
Still non-directive, but it's, you know, but that's my inclination is I, like, repeat everything the child says.
Well, but I think with Stephanie was also very... good. I mean,
because
like,
you can never understand what the heck you're talking about. First of all,
yeah.
Probably translating for the video.
Had you not done that, it would have been no
right.
coding. And on top of that, is like I think like you know.
Yeah, really kind of help with him.
Help moving things along because he was so.
Yeah.
Well, I had to engage in. How's he doing?
He's normal. I don't know.
He's doing good.
He's doing good.
Yeah. It's going well.
They're going to be an interesting. They must be an interesting pair.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's like such an interesting pair because Ramos, with his humor is such like a great part of him. And it's kind of like hard to picture with the like two boys.
Well, I'll tell you, Shlomo has a great falsetto.
Oh, do they sing together?
No, but you know, when taking on characters, Shlomo adopts a falsetto for the characters.
That's really cute.
Like
a high voice.
Like talking like this. If you know Shlomo,
like
you know,
does he get a kick out of it, or is he like, whoa?
No, no, he goes right with it.
Oh, good.
He goes right along with it.
Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't miss a beat.
That's really cute.
Stefan just does not miss a beat. He just goes right with it.
Yeah, that's really great. What are
they
playing? All right. So what are we?
Shouldn't be a 9. I think that maybe it's because my preconceived notions that I always think that this item would be high. Because I mean, they are just all the time. So I think that I just, like, after the session, I'm like, maybe I just don't take note of it anymore, but I'm sure this is the case. And that's probably not a good way to do it.
Yeah, just code each item in relation to the other items in that particular session.
Right. I think there is a lot of rephrasing that I just don't pick up on because it doesn't seem salient. Kind of like an aspect of the therapy that
I think she asks for more information. Mm-hmm. Like she, if you think about it, like every time, like I don't know, Cheyenne will say something like, I don't remember what it was the camp was about, but something like, so you're wearing shorts because you went to camp today. I don't know, I'm just making it up. I don't remember how it was. And Shane said, no, I didn't go today. Oh, you didn't go. How come you didn't go? There's always like a question that comes along with it. It's never like, oh, so you're saying you didn't go to camp today. It's always like, I don't know, that's my, wait. Is that 4 is mine? No, then let's move it up.
No, we don't really have
to. All right.
Okay.
Case closed. 90. Okay. Item 90.
So for this item though, about the clarify RDM, the clarifying and whatever.
Yep.
That's not a, I thought clarification was a psychodynamic technique.
Well, it's psychodynamic in the sense that it's lawful, but it's not considered therapeutic. Mm-hmm. It's not what drives change.
Right.
Yeah, whereas a Rogerian would say that that's kind of like, that's the intervention right there. You don't make an interpretation of defense or a transference or anything. You just, it's pretty much just that.
Should I not be doing that? I feel like I repeat.
No,
that's like my model.
No, it's, no, I'm saying it's not non-psychodynamic. Okay. It's just not therapeutic.
Not
it's not what's actually creating change in your patient. It might facilitate an opportunity for you to make an interpretation, which is considered the change agent in psychodynamic therapy. But it in and of itself is not change producing.
I think Dr. Bodoin in one class was talking about how that's like a step.
And yes, exactly.
Like she was talking about steps. And
yeah, it's a necessary ingredient, but it's not the actual change agent.
It's like an entry point.
Something like that. I don't remember exactly what she said, but something along those lines.
Yeah, it leads you on the road to an interpretation. All right, so 90. Child talks about dreams or fantasies. Now this one, you guys should nail this, because either... You know, you basically either he does or he doesn't.
And I think I already know that I said no and you said yes, right? And when you remember like the car, I didn't remember that. Like I didn't hear that.
Okay.
I heard they were talking about the car, like about, and I thought they just saw each other in the parking lot. And I heard Mercedes, but I just didn't pick up on her having a fantasy about the Mercedes, so I did not rate that.
Because
I didn't
hear that.
Okay, I didn't. I heard like different pieces.
Well, just that, I don't think would merit an 8. That's a pretty high rating.
Right. But I thought they were talking about this one in a good portion of like in the beginning of how wealthy the man is and the car she drives.
I wonder how the baby could come home with me.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Right. 91. This is an item I don't think we've ever discussed. An earlier developmental phase is a topic.
On the eyes, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Sylvia 3, Leia 7.
Yeah, I didn't hear the something on the eyes either. So that was like the baby. Actually, like I should have not rated 3 anyways, because she also made a comment about it. And I had made a note to myself to remember that, and then I didn't. About the poop. She also said my baby Cheyenne, she poops all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also another case. So there's actually, I could have thought about it, but I completely forgot.
Oh, here in the item itself, baby feelings. And that's what Lene says to
mm-hmm.
Cheyenne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now that's in it.
All right. 92. Child's feelings or perceptions are linked to situations or behavior of the past. Sylvia 8, Leia 3.
That's like the one that the same as before when the grandma, when she was talking about the grandma saying that's maybe why she doesn't want you to suffer again because you've lost so many people, so many goodbyes you have to say in your life. So it wasn't only the past of the therapy, but I think, I mean, she didn't explicitly say, but I guess that's because I know about the time, which is not good. But, I mean, I know about the parents. So, I was thinking about all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not me, but that's fine.
She said that the grandmother not taking the death because she's had to move. So, saying that.
Yeah.
I thought the the saying so many goodbyes with new relations and family that their departure?
That was one, but the show said maybe the reason why your grandma doesn't want you to come back is because she doesn't want you to have to say another goodbye because of so many goodbyes you had to say.
Well, what did we decide on?
6 or 7.
Okay, so closer to Sylvia. All right.
I guess about like maybe like was that piece of the session that you didn't somewhat pick up on, there were like a couple of our discrepancies, and then the sucking I didn't hear, and the Mercedes I didn't hear, and those were like, that's kind of how we, and then were like a mistake for you on your part, and mistake for you on my part. Like that I said it doesn't make sense, I did that, you said it doesn't make sense, I did that. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so then only in my part. Okay, you're right.
I wonder if the end of the semester correlates with
yeah
unreliable.
My God, this one I think also does.
Iterator.
I was so tired. Like when I was putting the session, like last night, I was mentally. I was late. It was like afternoon, but I was like mentally exhausted, and I just thought, you know, it's not that it's gonna get any better later tonight, so better do it now, because tonight is a chance I'm not even gonna send it in, because I'm gonna be dead.
I don't know what happened with my data input, like, I'm looking at my numbers, they're, like, completely different, and, like, you know.
I was,
Oh, I figured it out, yeah, and I just had to re-input the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, now this makes sense, so.
Like, I realized that I'm always, like, so tired, it's just, like, simulation,
I guess.
Yeah. Like, so last night.
I was just wondering whether. It sounds like a lot of the issue, though, wasn't your tiredness, but you had trouble actually hearing.
Yeah, that's also part.
I wonder whether, do you have, like, iPod headphones, earbuds that you could put into the computer?
You know, I have headphones, and I use them. It depends. Like, if I'm in a silent room, I don't. Because, that's kind of funny. But, like, whenever I put ear things in my ears, it kind of hurts my ears. It's obviously malformed or whatever. And so, like, I mean, clearly it's not meant to put something in there, and, like, it really hurts my muscle. So, like, I never listen to anything with that. So I tried not to, but, like, yeah, it probably makes a difference. So
well, there are other kinds of headphones. Like, there are actual headphones that are, like, earmuffs that cover your ears.
I guess you should get one of those. The sound is actually better.
Yeah.
I could actually do that. Because with my little ones, like, it's a torture for me. So I kind of, like, after a while, like, oh,
yeah.
And remove it.
But you know, if it's going to improve your reliability,
we'll get the big ones. Saul actually owns them. I should actually borrow them.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't even use them, actually. I should like borrow them in. Yeah.
All right, last one, 96. Child's parents are a topic of discussion. Sylvia 7, Leia 2.
Think.
Yeah. I never think about that. Like I have to. I think I have to think about it more. Of like how it could have been. But then no, because you know about that because you know the current. If you didn't know about the story, you wouldn't be able to say that.
But it's still avoidance. So then I answer the question. If you know something about this parents, if they're sort of referring to something, you know what they're referring to, and you think that it's avoided because you know the story, you're using as that information, but it is avoidance at the same time.
Yeah, you know, you want to try to avoid. You can pick up avoidance without really knowing anything other than what's in the session, or you should.
Yeah.
Based not on what the content of the speech, but rather on the process, you know, how they are responding to the question or to the inquiry.
Okay.
I also didn't follow up, like, oh, what type of goodbye? It's like, she's had to say something goodbye, and it seems like there's something significant that's been done in the
that one is really good. It could be more like that.
Right,
you would just know that you wouldn't know that it's making a tiny because you don't know that you have to take a bite of the
pan. That's true.
But, take a thought.
My question is, like, it seems like the background information is helpful, like, in terms of reading these items. Like, it's more information, so you know more.
You can't use any background information. You cannot. But only what you have in the session.
I mean, I understand that's the principle of it, but just in terms of like the way that you bring back information, sometimes I think it is really helpful.
It might be helpful as a therapist to know that, but it shouldn't be. If you really think that you couldn't rate an item unless you had background information, put it in a 5. Just pretend you don't know the background information.
Like, just because I just turned in my research methods paper, so I have methods in my head now. But do you think that you're going to, like, list it as a limitation, the fact that two of the coders actually had the case presented a couple times during the interview?
What would I say?
I don't know, like, that we were making a conscious
effort. So who made the presentation?
Sarah.
And I did that.
Well, I mean, Sarah's a different issue, but you two, if you presented it, you're presenting based on the sessions you've watched, yeah. Right?
So you weren't an issue.
So
like, I think Sarah was the issue. Like,
that would be an issue.
But it's, of course, it's not her fault either. Like, that's her child client, so she had to present it for child psychotherapy.
Yeah. I mean, if I had known ahead of time, I probably would have advised you two to have stepped out for that presentation. For the same reason Sarah couldn't be a coder on this team.
Well, what happens with the like all this information after the sessions are all coded? Where does that get submitted to?
It gets submitted to Lene, and she analyzes her data to answer her dissertation questions.
So that would be reported to Lene, you mean?
Yeah. And then she could put it in her dissertation mm-hmm. discussion.
But I think that, you know, something like, I don't know, a conscious effort was made, but there was some information that somehow leaked.
Yeah, it just, you know, it of course puts doubts in reviewers' minds about the unbiased quality of the Q sort. You know, the Q sorts that have been made of these sessions.
Yeah.
Are these sessions actual Q sorted? Are these sessions actually Q sorted based on objective, unbiased observers, or do the observers have inside information about the patient that's being observed that could unconsciously influence their ratings?
That's another
point. Yeah. I'm not as worried about the sister, because the sister is another human being.
No, I know. I'm just saying that I know like a whole lot of background because I've spoken to them.
Yeah.
The grandmother and, you know, I see Cheyenne and kind of interact a little bit.
The overarching goal is not to use any of that information when you code these sessions.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, a lot
nothing.
Of
you know nothing about these people.
And we do try to do that. It's like,
right.
You know, like now, for example, was an example of how we said the same. I think it's the same as because we also don't have to code in reference to other sessions. But if you have coded the entire package, that's the same thing, you know. You still have seen those sessions. You can't like
exactly.
From
you
your
can't
mind.
Erase them. That's right.
But
you know,
you
by the time we're done, you guys will have seen 17 sessions of this patient. You could argue that, you know, session 1 is going to be very different from your coding of session 17 because you know a lot more about the patient at session 17 than you do about the patient at session 1. Because you've seen the patient for 17 hours versus 1 hour.
Mm.
That's a difference.
I don't know, like, in terms of, you know, patterns, I don't know if you talked about that, and you said that there seems to be a pattern that wasn't a past session, but it wasn't really referenced. Like, let's say she doesn't leave at the end of the session, and Lene doesn't say anything about it, she's a bleeding pattern. Like, you said that we can reference an earlier session for that item.
Mm. I don't remember what it said.
I think we've sort of gone back and forth a little
bit. We have.
With that item.
Yeah, because I disagree a little bit. I think you have to, like, and you can rate it as avoiding a pattern if you notice a pattern within the
within
session.
The session, that's what I thought we agreed on.
Or, if maybe, like, when they start to talk about a pattern but then, like, backs off it, that might be also kind of, like, avoidance. But, like,
I think we also said that we can use previous things, but she said it in the session. Like, if Linnea says, this happened last week, you don't have to have seen that last week's session. You just trust
what
just
assume that the pattern she's talking about.
Yeah,
I remember
really saying this because I remember saying, like, about Bayan, that was like, if you don't...
Bayan.
Yeah. With, like, no memory and no...
Desire.
Desire. And then we said, this is a Bayanian therapy.
No, right. And so Linnea can refer to previous therapies. We're talking right now about rating. There's two different things, being a therapist and being a rater. Linnea, I was not conducting a Bayanian therapy with Linnea on this patient. Your ratings should be Bayanian in the sense there's no memory, no desire, you're just looking at this tape. Totally Bayanian. But conducting the treatment, that's a different issue. And I gave Linnea license to reference previous sessions and previous behaviors on the part of Cheyenne in carrying out the treatment. So when Linnea refers to a previous session, you can count that because it's within the session that you're viewing.
So if Cheyenne won't leave the session and Linnea doesn't say anything, you always do this, that's not counting
down
here.
No.
Because you don't know. Actually, she should be saying it for what we know.
Right.
But if you supposedly haven't seen the other sessions, you know. Mm-hmm. But so in a perfect world of perfect coders and perfect everything, you would have, like, to avoid these problems, could you have, like, say, 20 coders and different kids that you're coding and as limited as possible, the same two coders keep coding the same kids. Like, I would code Cheyenne, then Stefan, then Lydia, then da-da-da-da-da-da, and they would do the same thing with others.
Yeah, or you just, for 34 sessions, you've got 68 coders.
Other options.
And you pair them up, and each pair of coders codes one session.
So in a perfect world.
Yeah. Right.
They could do that in those
programs.
You'd have
to train 68 coders, though.
That's not realistic.
It's not feasible, right?
It's not feasible, but
that would be nice. that would control for this bias that we're talking about.
It would create a lot more work, but it would be nice. Like if Linnea were looking at three children, then, like, even if it were just our two coding teams, we could code, like, a different child every week, so it wouldn't be Cheyenne all the time and be so salient, you know. You know, if she